All right, I'm actually our next presenter. So I'm going to talk to you about our work looking at the impact of soil additives on plant growth and substrate water retention. So just a little bit of a background. A lot of our nurseries in Massachusetts tend to be large re-wholesalers, and when I've talked to them about their biggest issues, generally it comes up that we're dealing with mixed substrates coming in from all over different other nurseries, and so their challenge is really figuring out how to improve their irrigation when they're dealing with different substrates and all these different plant materials. And this also kind of goes into the garden centers, where a lot of times we're dealing with probably a little bit more on the unskilled labor, that they're just there to water and don't really have as much knowledge at different size plant materials, different ages, different substrates, different water needs. So that's kind of the challenge that I wanted to look at in terms of this. We already use wetting agents a lot because of some of those issues with peat and hydrophobicity, but one of the things that had been brought up to me is what is going on with some of these polymers that can absorb water. How effective are they? So the idea here is that they're supposed to increase the water holding capacity of the substrate, slowly release over time, giving you the ability to reduce irrigation or reduce the need to apply water more frequently. So the goal behind this is kind of a series of experiments. The one I'm going to be talking about was more of my pilot study last summer. We have some current studies also going on this summer, so looking at kind of the effectiveness of these additives and what all different factors really should be taken into account when we're looking at them. Is it something that could be applied kind of as a post-production sort of thing to help even the playing field in terms of irrigation? So some of the different areas I'm looking at, different substrates, different application methods or incorporation methods, kind of the duration that these last, or maybe the duration towards dry down, how long are they effective at maintaining that sort of water, granular versus liquid. We're also looking at an organic compound as well, and some of these time to dry downs. So for the last year's study, we looked at two different hydrogel polymers, both that are incorporated into the substrate according to bag recommendations. So the ones we looked at, these are very commonly available polymers, so Soil Moist and TerraZorb. So these were both incorporated into the substrate at the time of planting. We did all our own substrate mixes just because, most of your commercially available ones already had a wetting agent in them, so we wanted to take that out of the equation. So looking at 75% peat, 25 perlite, 50 peat, 50 perlite, 75 core, 25 perlite, and 50 core, 50, that's supposed to be 50 perlite. And then any of the peat pots, we did incorporate some lime to account for that. In terms of irrigation, plants were hand-watered every other day. When the plants were young, we were doing 100 milliliters as the experiment went on, and that was insufficient. We moved it up to 200 millimeters. It was every other day, outside if we went Friday to Monday, versus asking my student to come in over the weekend. We did have a couple different controls. The one had no additive or no plant, just so we could kind of see how the substrate responded without the water uptake via the plant. And then just one with the plant, no additive. I forgot to add in here, these were hydrangea macrophylla that we worked with, so I wanted something that was a heavy water consumer and something that was very sensitive. All plants were fertilized with the medium bag rate of NutriCoat 1868, data analyzed using ProcGLM and SAS. So the measurements, we did kind of standard plant growth measurements, height, width, shoot dry weight, and a visual rating. And then in terms of substrate water holding, containers were weighed prior to irrigation and then 1 hour after irrigation. So these were all just manually weighed in terms of that. And so in doing this, what I'm going to talk about, what we've looked at was we compared the weight one after irrigation on Friday to the weight prior to irrigation on Monday. So I kind of wanted to look at the time frame that we had that was the longest in terms of this. So to get into some of the data a little bit, I didn't get the bars coded out here, so the treatment key is going to be the same for all of these. So anything with a 1 is the 75-25 peat, and then so on with the 50-50 in the cores. And then A is our no additive with a plant, B soil moist, C TerraZorb, and D was no additive or plant. So I have a bunch of, I guess, kind of unexciting, but yet maybe it's a good thing. So there was no treatment effect in terms of plant height. You can see, of course, this is statistically, you can see looking at the data that, yes, with the no additive, they were a little bit less. We didn't get to let the plants grow quite as long as I wanted. I was actually on maternity leave, and my student was changing jobs, so the experiment just had to end. So moving forward, I'm going to let the plants grow a little bit longer and really get a nice mature size where they're really going to be pushing how much irrigation they need. Plant width, same sort of thing. No treatment effects in terms of them. Shoot dry weight, again, no treatment effect. Again, here we start to see that the no additive is less, so I'm thinking that with additional time we'd see some more effect in terms of that, so I'm looking forward to seeing if that does come up in the experiments this summer. We did do a visual rating as well to see just, did these plants, although they were the same size, was there any sort of thing going on there? Again, there seemed to be no treatment effect, so this seems to be both a positive maybe and a negative, that they do seem to be having no negative sort of effects, but maybe in terms of plant growth, that isn't the goal of these, is improving the appearance of plants, so and we didn't really let them get to a very drought stress sort of state. Bad measurements, there's again no treatment effects, although we are starting to see a little bit of differences in terms of this. This we might have thought a little bit of difference might have started to come up because it's been suggested that with in terms of some of these, they actually might increase the nutrients retained in the plant itself. I didn't do any sort of nutrient analysis to know in terms of that, but that will be something we're going to be looking at as well. Here's where things got a little bit more interesting. So looking at the weight change, again, that difference from 1 hour after watering on Friday to before watering on Monday. So we had an additive effect, a substrate effect, an additive by substrate effect, a collection time effect, an additive times collection, and substrate times collection. Luckily, not the three-way interaction, so that will help with the further analyzing. So a little bit, I changed the axis there, so that's the weight change is obviously that they were reduced. A little bit kind of all over the place in what we're seeing. I'm still trying to kind of pull apart and really look at some of these interactions a little bit. It seems like the clearest effects almost came with the no additive, and obviously the no plant seemed to be something that made a bit of a difference too. I think these graphs, I kind of pull them apart a little bit to maybe be able to look at it a little bit better. So we have the different substrates have been separated out here, and then over the different collection periods. Again, it's a little bit of a mix-up in terms of what we're seeing, that there isn't really a clear cut that the additives actually made too much of a difference in reducing the weight change. So the thought would have been that if it was holding on to more water, that we would have seen less of a weight change in terms of the ones with the additives. But we actually, the additives are going to be the two in the middle. So most of the time they actually had a pretty significant weight change that we did experience. So in terms of that, we didn't initially really think that any of these were playing a huge part, but again, these weren't plants that were allowed to get really drought stressed, so I think that might be making part of the impact there. There was also an effect on the pH, so there was an additive by substrate, a collection, and a substrate by collection. Obviously, that makes a little bit of sense knowing we're looking at core versus peat, so I think that probably makes a bit of sense there, and obviously this would also be something that would be changing as the experiment's going along. So visually, too, just kind of some of the pictures here. So the plants with the no additive are here on the left, the soil moist in the middle, and the pterosorbs to the right. So visually you can see why we didn't have any sort of differences in terms of this. They pretty much all looked the same. So in terms of the results, no additive effect on plant growth, or SPAD measurements, the interactive effects in terms of additive substrate type collection date on that container weight, interactive effect of additive substrate and substrate type by date on pH. So further research needed to really look at these a little bit further. So my plan, what we're doing this year, is using soil moisture sensors so we can really monitor the dry down and really understand a little bit more, and we're going to be taking them from container capacity and really letting them dry down. so that we can better quantify what's going on. And then we want to look, too, at the effect on rehydration. So if we've let this dry down, do these make any sort of difference, especially when we're thinking about something like the peat and some of those hydrophobicity sort of issues, does that make a difference? Another study going on, so the ones we used were granulars that were incorporated. There's also some liquid forms that can be applied. We're going to be looking at those. And as I mentioned, there's an organic, it's a yucca extract that we're looking at as well. And with that, I definitely want to thank Michaela Elliott because she's who actually did all of this research for me, and then my funding. And with that, I have time for a few questions. Yeah, James.
So you measured their weight what, an hour after irrigation.
Yeah.
Were you able to tell from that, like, were some of the substrates better able to hold on the water?
It seemed like they all had pretty much the same weight gain, actually. So it was pretty much we put in 100 and it gained by 100. Yeah, there's a little bit of variability, and we had a few weeks that were really off, but without me being there, I didn't really know what happened with a couple of those. But yeah, it actually seemed like that weight gain from before and after was pretty much accounted for, so I don't think we had much leaching going on or anything like that. So I think what I'd like to do with another one is more irrigate to maybe a certain leaching fraction, know we're getting some leachate, know we're really hitting container capacity. So. The question was, are the polymers recommended for certain temperatures? I have not actually looked into that, but that's a very good question. It would be interesting to see, because obviously there could be some pretty major impacts in terms of that. So thank you for that suggestion.
Have you looked at the actual holding capacity of each water holding capacity of each type of additive?
No, that is not something I have looked at either. This was just kind of a study to start getting acquainted with the polymers, so it's a new area for me. Everybody? There's no other questions. We'll take a short break again to stay on. Oh, James. Yeah.
So I might have missed this when you said it, but I missed it. How did you apply these polymers? Were they watered in, or were you
So the question was how the polymers were applied. They were incorporated into the substrate at planting. So that was according to the bag rate as well as what they recommended.
One more additional question to this one. Was the first irrigation to fully saturate the media, or did you apply the same amount every single time?
No, it was actually the same amount every time.
Okay,
so. Yeah,
thank
you. Yes, that was actually something I had looked at with another study, too, but I don't know what went wrong with that one, to be honest, because I did have them fairly saturated, but I almost think that maybe it was a little bit off of when I implied it, because it almost seemed like there was no differences with that one either, and I almost wonder if all of it just ran through at application or something, but thank you.
That I saw a much more powerful effect with both rather than the pen before.
Oh, very good to know. Sure, thank you. Yeah. All right, it'll be just 1 minute and we'll move on to our next.